Good song. And it fits today as the Eagles win a third straight win in the, Sirianni shaved head era. And I believe, was it last week, Thursday, Friday, we discussed, you know, what's at stake in this game. Friday, yeah. And we had a couple things on the line here. One was if the Eagles had gone a third straight game without allowing a touchdown, Hugh Douglas would have had to get rid of that beard. Now, that didn't happen, of course. First drive of the game, Bengals go down and score. Hugh, were you secretly, you know, a little relieved there?
Not really. I had prepared. I always prepare for the worst. Mm-hmm. So, at to be honest, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a different look. I mean, it took me a while to grow this beautiful mane on my chin that I'm rocking. But, I was prepared for it. I was okay with it.
Okay. So that was out the window. But, of course, we had another thing on the line here. And that was Kyle Quinn said that if the Eagles won a third straight game, won a game that what we deemed an acceptable loss in the shaved head era of Nick Sirianni, then he would shave his head. Kyle, are you there? It is. There are the buzzers. Are you ready to say goodbye to your hair?
Of course. I'm a man of my word. Okay. I'm not too attached to my hair. Mm. You know, I'm not a big hair guy. So I usually cut it pretty short anyway. This was an easy bet for me to make.
Okay, but it's a difference.
But yeah,
you have
no, it
hair.
Is. Yeah. Right. I usually would, you know, I'd at least like get it like faded or something like that. Like now I got to buzz it. Sirianni did clarify, by the way, that it's a buzz cut. He didn't pick it. Didn't take a razor to it.
Oh, so we're not shaving it.
Well,
we're buzzing it.
I guess I get to keep like a half inch, right? Like that's what a buzz cut is.
Do we think that's acceptable, Hugh, that he's going to buzz it, not shave it?
Yeah, because it wasn't like he's not us bald.
Right.
Nick Sirianni wasn't us bald.
And that also means I get to keep my girlfriend. So.
Yeah.
It seems like a win-win for you.
Yeah.
All right. So when is this going to go down? Maybe later this week?
Yeah. I mean, Rod said he wants to set this up in the hallway. So.
Oh, so like you got to cut off on the air.
Yeah, man. Well, not. I don't know about on the air, but
maybe before the show
or right.
Oh yeah, if they would have went scoreless, if the Bengals would have went scoreless, y'all wasn't about to get that pledge out of me. I was gonna cut that off like immediately. I'd have came here with the booty face the next day.
Well, not so
y'all
fast.
Y'all would have dragged that one out with me.
Hold on. Let's not go too far because you know, Hugh, you realize what's happening here, right?
What?
Well, you know, your idea that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. It's. As good as you look on these parlays and that the Eagles are maybe a Super Bowl contender.
I don't look so good on the defense thing.
You look bad.
No, it's asinine.
I look great.
No, you don't think this defense is a necessity? Cooper DeJean making plays?
They're playing better.
Better?
No.
They're playing
great.
Top 10 defense
exactly,
right now.
Exactly. Are. And
this
how about
cake
this?
It's going to die on the vine.
N'Kobe Dean yesterday said something really interesting. Listen to N'Kobe on what their goal is for themselves on defense.
Told you before you came here today that you'd hold Joe Burrow and the Bengals to 17 points. What would you have said?
I was like, 17? Y'all think they're going to score that much on us?
Oh, you know, you got to be confident in yourself. So, it was a good game, though. It was a good game. They came out. We knew who we was playing. We knew we could make a whole lot of throws, and that they play make some catch and make a whole lot of plays. So for us just to hold them to 17 points, which to our standards, that's baseline. That's as most as we want to score, but there's a lot of things we cleaned up. Their first drive, they held it for 10 minutes. We couldn't get out the field on third down. So a lot of things we can clean up, offense and defensively and special teams.
So 17 points, N'Kobe Dean said, is the baseline for them on defense.
Always, I was wondering, did it change? But 17 was the baseline when I played. It was 17 points under 100 yards, and it was something else.
So you mean back when defense mattered?
Yeah, it was
like,
the same thing.
Like it does now.
Yeah, it was the same thing back then.
It
was something else.
Now.
I forgot how many passing yards. I want to say, I can't remember that one. I want to say under 200. Mm. I don't remember. Because it was a hit chart. A hit chart on the side of the board that Jim had up, and this was like we wanted to hit some of these goals, and every time you hit those goals, you got to check for the week.
So it sounds like to me, I'm just reading between the lines, that defense is back. Defense is a necessity now for the Eagles, which means, you know, that kind of went the opposite way. You say, so here's what I'm proposing.
We scored 37 points.
And they held the Bengals to 17.
Yeah, that was great.
But the turnovers led to the points.
Yeah.
Without the turnovers, the Bengals have more and the Eagles have less.
You really about to make me do some mental gymnastics to make my point
that's
valid.
That's what you've been doing this whole time to try and justify the take.
And I'm still going to do mental gymnastics to justify
we
it
know.
Still.
Jump through this hoop, Douglas. You ready for this? Hugh, I propose this, and I think everyone in the audience would agree.
What?
If the Eagles can end this season averaging on defense 17 or less points allowed, that beard should be gone.
Why you got it? Why
17.
So why are we coming at my beard?
For context,
like this,
beard, buddy.
For context just for context, you. I've gone ahead and done the math. All right. So the Eagles currently are 7th in the NFL, averaging 18.9 points per game allowed. That's really good. To get to 17, okay, they have 10 games to go.
Mm.
They can only allow 157 points the rest of the way. So they have to, on defense, give up, on average, no more than 15.7 the rest of the way. I think it's a good bet to make. That's probably...
Of course you do.
It's probably unlikely to happen.
It ain't your beard.
They have to play the Ravens, the Rams.
Why you got
to
play the Clippers, dog?
The Commanders.
Just get used to what it sounds like.
No, because
are you willing to put up your beard?
Can I have some time to think about this? No. Can I?
Nope.
I can't. Wait a minute. We ain't got that much time. This is not a decision. Like, last week I had time to think about the decision about cutting my beard, which I was okay with. This is something different. I was out of the woods this morning when I came in, and then, you know, all of a sudden.
Never out of the woods here, buddy.
That ain't.
Plus, we could track this, kind of like the runs tracker. We know how that went with the Phillies.
If that guy is listening, you have to change the Twitter account to the how close are we to Hugh's beer being shaved.
So, wait a minute. So, let me get this right, because we got, you say 10 games?
10 games.
So, all I need is one team to score 21 points, right?
No. When the season ends, the Eagles, average they allow per game, no more than 17. 17 or less.
So, what if it's at 17? 17.0.
Beard off.
But no, I'm saying, like.
So, 17.1 or more, no beard.
No beard.
So, again, like I was saying, so if, say we play the Rams and it's a shootout. And the Rams scored 28 and the Eagles 30, 28, 30.
That's a good result for you.
Well, no, he wants to give a... Oh, yeah, you're right.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about on the average. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about on the average.
Right.
That so helps the average
one
go above.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Hugh, if we we shut out the Jags next week, you're in trouble.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
It's not one game. It's the average. So, but if you get... If let's just play it out. Let's say the
Eagles, but I'm saying if I get one game... say, for instance, because it's hard to hold...
One bad day.
Yeah, one bad day, that helps me out.
Yes, you're probably in good shape.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But, of course, if they have two shutouts over the Jaguars and the Panthers, you're in big trouble.
Huge trouble.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Wait a minute. Let me look at something real quick.
This is going to be
fun. The Phillies run tracker guy, he's listening. Oh, he's into it.
You know what?
What do you got?
I'll take that bet.
Okay. You're in.
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
All right, so here's the bet. If the Eagles allow 17.0, like on the dot, or fewer points per game, over the course of the full season, you will chop the beard off.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you so confident?
I ain't telling you. I ain't telling you, but I'll take that bet.
Okay. When do you start sweating? When they shut the Jaguars out with no receivers this weekend?
They're not going to shut the Jaguars out.
I mean, they just did it to the Giants, basically. They could do it to the Jaguars.
The Giants and the Jaguars are two different teams. Ooh, they're not going.
Are they?
They're not really that much different. Doug Peterson hates his quarterback. Are they really that much different?
No, he definitely hates his quarterback. They're not going to shut the
They probably won't shut him out. But all right, so we have a bet. It's official. 17, because you know what it would mean, Hugh. If the Eagles have a full season of 17 or less, defense clearly matters again.
That's right.
Not a luxury. It is a necessity.
But see, I'm okay with the booty face. If I got to rock the booty face for a little while, I would rock the booty face.
So all right.
It's 17.0. Or under. So 17.0, the beard's still gone.
Yeah.
17.0 or under.
I'm okay. I heard you.
Okay. We're in.
Deal.
All right. It is a deal. All right. 215.
I ain't scared.
592. Yeah, you are. 94. Really. 94. I think the back-to-back weeks when they get to play the Steelers offense and the Panthers here, that's when you're going to start sweating.
Well, no, let me tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the average points of the teams that we have coming up scoring.
So Commanders are high.
Yeah. Commanders are very high. The Ravens are very, very high.
But the Commanders can put up some duds, though. I mean, they just did.
No,
yesterday.
I'm not saying they might. I mean, that's a fact. They might. And the Rams, they're pretty deep. They're not world beaters, but they're pretty decent.
But you also hold on. But you're also not factoring in two games left against the Giants, 31st.
No, I did. No, I looked at that. Those are the two.
Yikes,
but
Carolina,
see, this is how I look at it.
Uh-oh.
If I get 21 on the low side from the Ravens. If I get seven points from the Panthers, and I get 14 from the Giants, I'm okay. I'm
I don't think that's good for you. No, like hold on, 21 for the you need a 28 spot from the Ravens.
I think
like the Ravens are going to be your best opportunity to allow a lot of points.
I like my chances with the Rams though. I like the Rams to be a high scoring game in LA.
So here's the math the rest of the
season.
Not
saying we're gonna lose it, but I like the Rams though.
For Hugh to lose, for us to get his beard to be shaved, we need the Eagles to hold the rest of their opponents on average to 15.7.
That's not gonna happen.
Okay.
It's not gonna happen.
All right. I mean, since Cooper DeGene got in, they don't get points.
Hey, listen, they're balling.
He's a player.
Listen, put it like this. If I have to go to New Orleans with the booty face, I'm okay with that.
Well, that is the other side of the coin. If they do this, they have a really good chance of getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if I got to go to New Orleans with the booty face, I'm okay with that.
That might mean no booty for you.
What the hell?